Be way back in session. Come on up.
Go ahead.
Yeah, please go ahead. Sorry, I was just reading your reading what you presented me.
Again, what I want the board to understand, a lot of what I base my argument on is the fact that we're in Branson, Missouri. It's our properties are it's a town of 10,000 people. There, as Dan said, MHDC is not falling all over themselves to let us put additional properties into Branson. My group, we have a total of 354. We have a 260 housing units, apartment units for rank and file. We have another 94 for senior housing. The senior housing is a two-bed, two-bath, one-car garage that rents for $550 a month. These properties, as the guys have said, can't afford. We have to watch our expenses because of our income being capped. The realtor reports that I believe you guys that I gave Susan, that I think she shared with you, but I also had an appraisal report of the properties that we own. It's called Country Ridge and Valley Ridge. There's 260 units. It is the exact same unit that was in Manhattan, Kansas, that was a LIHTC property up there that came out of the LIHTC program. The owners up there had it, I talked to them, had it appraised because it was coming out of the LIHTC program. And again, that once it comes out of the program and it has to get reassessed at market, that's where the real estate taxes happen. Not at the LIHTC level, that I could use that appraisal on that property. It's 108 units, and it showed what the value was using a 7 cap in the Manhattan market. It was what the appraiser used to determine the value of $7.5 million on the property. I have excerpts of the appraisal that I only brought. Only brought one that I highlighted in that appraisal how the appraiser went through it and how the appraiser used what the cap rate was and how the appraiser used when he or she did the appraisal used the replacement reserves at $350 a unit. So I thought that's about as comparable as I can get for my properties when that's an identical property in a town of 50,000. It's a major university that has over 80,000 people in it as compared to Branson, Missouri with 10,000. What the studies and what people and what the argument is that when you look at markets, you look at a primary market, you look at a secondary market, you look at a tertiary market. It's all defined as I gave the assessor. And I'm using a lot from Kansas because I had access to Kansas housing reports and how the Kansas department goes through and evaluates LIHTC property. And again, my comparison is Kansas and Missouri. It isn't different, but the valuations are if the population is a million or more, you're a primary. If it's and the way Kansas does it, and Missouri would do it the same way, is that if you're a secondary market is 50,000 or more, and a tertiary market is all markets underneath that or populations of cities underneath that. So we are a tertiary market. We are a limited market. We don't have people banging down our doors to buy our property. And one thing I do want to say, and I believe it was pointed out when that gentleman wrote me that note, is he reviewed the CoStar report. That's a national report. Those are not LIHTC properties that were for sale. They may be LIHTC properties that were coming out that now are treated as a regular market rate property. Those are not LIHTC properties that are in there that were sold. And I think they are obviously already presented, if you're buying a LIHTC property, how big a discount you're going to pay, or excuse me, you're not going to pay a premium. You're going to, the cap rate is going to be extremely higher. Last thing, if I can, because I've got seven properties. I can say seven properties, but we have Country Ridge, which is two properties. Country Ridge 1 and 2 is really one 100-unit property. It's just in phases. We have Valley Ridge, which is 160 units, which is really Valley Ridge 1, 2, and 3 that's on the agenda. And then we have Greens 1 and 2, which is our senior housing.
So how many of these do you have?
Pardon?
How many of these do you have on our docket?
How
many do you have in total on our docket?
Total? There's a total of 354 units.
No, I mean, how many parcels do you have?
Oh, seven. I'm sorry. There's seven parcels.
Seven parcels?
Right, that make up really three projects.
Okay. And are all of these parcels, what are your ranges from when they started? In other words, when did you...
Ranges.
In other words, when did you build them? Did you build
them? We first occupied Country Ridge as the oldest. Started in 2008. It's in the process of coming out of the program. When it comes out of the LIHTC program, the LIHTC program is 15 years. You still have 3 years of compliance after the LIHTC program, which means you can't raise your rent. Anybody that's in that program, once a unit comes out, mm-hmm. you can't raise. If they want to stay, you're held for 3 years, so you can't raise rents to market. And Susan has all the audited reports. I mean, our average rate in our units is $550 a unit. I honestly, because we don't own any market rate apartments in Taney County, I really don't know what the market rate is. But the CoStar report is, which I looked at, it had St. Louis in the CoStar report as being one of the and it said $780. And if that is of average rent in St. Louis, if that's LIHTC, our LIHTC rent, if you believe those are LIHTC rents, ours are 20% less than that. So again, there's just all sorts of arguments to defeat a 6% cap rate to start with on
you are property the same cap rate on 2008, anything that you built? In other words,
we 2008, and these properties, I believe the last one was like 2012, so it's been a period as we added those.
Okay, but are you basically asking for that same, are you saying yours are all haven't come out yet, so to speak?
Correct.
Okay, and you're asking for the same rate on all of those, correct?
What I did when I submitted the appeal, I used a 9%, I believe that you all have, and I can honestly say I probably should have asked for more than that or shown more than that as I really dug into it, but I'm asking two things for my seven properties, because you handle one, you're going to handle all seven. I'm asking for a minimum of the 9% cap rate, and I'm asking that actual replacement reserves be used in the debt income computation, because that's what we're required to, that's a true expense when you determine the net income of what we're required by MHDC to put back for that property. We don't have a choice. And again, 3%, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot.
Let me stop you right there to ask a question. The second part of what he's asking here, is that something that he thinks that's a dispute. Is that something that you don't think you're allowed to use?
I didn't say I'm not allowed, but I'm saying that on the reserves, you know, again, I took this class that all the assessors take. It's called IAAO, International Assessors Association. It was taught by Marion Johnson from Douglas County, Kansas, and he's been an assessor there for, Douglas County, Kansas.
But the short answer is you don't think you're supposed to use it.
I'm sticking with it. That's what Christian County uses. That's what Greene County uses. I'm sticking with the three because that's what we've always done. I don't know that I'm right, but that's what I'm sticking with.
That's a
3%.
And you're asking for 3.5.
Well, no.
Or you?
What I'm asking for, you can't. I do not disagree with her. In regard to if it's market rate property, 3% of $1,000 is a heck of a lot. More. We have the same expenses as a market rate property does to keep our properties up. We can't let them become an eyesore.
I get that. Right. I guess I'm just asking, is what you're asking for 3.5?